V'alkein Purim Mutar Basias Malacha. Rav Nosenzal says, now you can understand a chiddush. If this is such a big holiday, how come you're allowed to turn on lights and off, and you're even allowed to work? Technically, halacha-wise, you're allowed to work. It's brought better not to sim. You won't see a simen bracha, but technically you can. Ve'ein boy kedushas yomtiv klal. It does not have the standard kedusha of Shabbos or yomtiv. Not allowed to cook, not allowed to do this. Kipurim hu bechinas he'oras hakedusha hagavoya moed moed. Because Purim represents the revelation of the high, very, very high level of kedusha. Shemigoydel oitzem hakedusha, where because it's so high a level of kedusha, ein royin shom shum kedusha. You don't see the kedusha at all. Just like the holiest portion of the Torah, the holiest song in the Torah, is Shir HaShirim. The Gemara says, why is it called Shir HaShirim? It's Kodesh Kodosh, it's Holy of Holies. Does it have Hashem's name in it? Nope. Do you see any obvious holiness in it? Nope. And yet that's the highest, highest level of Kedusha, where on the surface you don't see it. You don't see it at all. Uken mashikos of Rabbeinu Zal kemavur b'simen reish mem gimel al kol hashirim kodesh v'shir hashirim kodesh kodoshim. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this in a chapter in Likutei Moran, that all other songs of the Torah are holy, but Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. That's what it's called, and you don't see it at all. It's not obvious. V'shom b'sefer Shir HaShirim daika ein shom shum tevois kedusha v'tara klal. You don't see any mention whatsoever of holiness or purity in Shir HaShirim. Ayin Shom, look in chapter 243 in Likutei Moran, V'hovein Heitev, and understand this very well, that the highest tzaddik and the highest kedusha, you're expecting, but I don't see it. How come shouldn't you see something? Sometimes the fact that it's so high a level of kedusha, that's why bedafka, it's very, very hard to see, or you don't see. And again, this isn't the heter to take any yo-yo on the street who looks like a total empty thing from Kedusha and declare him the tzaddik ador. Why? He must be the biggest tzaddik because I see he's empty. I see no Kedusha by him, so he must be the biggest. That's stupidity. That's sheer stupidity. But Rabbeinu Zal explain that sometimes daika, when you're dealing with the highest, highest Kedusha, it has to be super, super hidden. Kikol hayomim toivim shem bechinas yemei toiv yesh bohem kama vekama kedushos shemekatshim hayomim toivim. Because all the other holidays, which are called yom tov, good days, there are many items that we do to show recognition of its holiness. Ali de kiddush, by making kiddush, declaring it holy, vasiyas malacha, and by not doing work, ukiyotze bazen, and all similar things. Kihein bechinas yemei toiv shem keneged yemei ra, because they represent a level of good which is opposite a level of bad. It's good. There's good and bad on that level, and this is the good versus the bad. Al kein tzrichim linoig bohem kama kedushos. That's why you have to do actions of kedusha kedei lahamshich ulezgaber hayemei toiv ulachnia yemei ra. Ve'im oisim chas v'sholom eizem alocha shel choel biyantiv. And if a Jew, chas v'shalom, does work on a regular yontif, azay yecholim lehizgaber hayimei ra, he can give strength to the bad days, to strengthen themselves against the good days, sheyinikosam mimalochay shel chol kiyadua, whereby we know this concept of yimei ra, or the sitrachra, draws its strength from weekday activity, from that kind of thing. That's what nourishes them. Alkein asurim basiyas malacha. So therefore, on those kind of holidays, you're not allowed to do work. Because again, you're within a league of good and bad, where there's good and bad, and the good has to fight against the bad. And how do you give energy to the good? By doing religious things, making kiddush, not doing work, this, that. That's how you strengthen the Yemei Toiv against the Yemei Ra. Whereas, Avol B'Purim, Shemichna V'Nizbatil Shoyrish Ra L'Gamri, whereas on Purim, when the source of evil has been eliminated completely, v'nizgale oyer hagonos, and there has been revealed the hidden light, oyer ho'avo shebedas, shehu lamala mi'ayom v'amidos, this light that's way above this concept of good days and bad days, it's a different league completely, al kein
Ein tzrichen lekadei shemeya purim b'kdushas yontif. Therefore, we don't have to do things on Purim to sanctify it, to make it holy, like you have to do on a regular yontif. Ki hu lemala mehayomim. Because Purim is completely above this concept of yemei tov, yemei ra. Ve'ein tzrichim shum kedusha lahachmir yemei ra. You don't need any holiness to do battle against the evil. There isn't shelo yashlitu hashom, that the evil shouldn't be able to gain control or power. Ki ein lohem shum shlitos, because the evil has been rendered totally powerless on Purim. Therefore, even if we ride in a car, or we turn on lights, or we cook, or we bake, the sitrachra can't draw any strength from that at all. It can't draw any nourishment from weekday activity. Because we've destroyed the evil at its source, we've torn out its roots completely. So that even if we're doing weekday activity, the sitrachra is not benefiting from it in any way, is not drawing from it anyway. Because on Purim is revealed this hidden light, this light that's called Ahavo Shebedas, which is above the concept of time, and it's above the concept of these 7 days, good days, bad days. It's above the midos, chesed, gvur, all of those things. It's above all kedushos. That's called Purim. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that one of the Mefarshim say that the word Purim, this holiday, I'll show you how it has in it the power of all the holidays of the year put together. The Pei stands for Pesach. The Vav stands for Vesukos. The Resh is Rosh Hashanah. The Yud is Yom Kippur. The Mem is Matan Torah, which is Shavuos. So that this holiday of Purim puts all the other holidays in its pocket. In other words, it's Koilel, all the others put together, and it's above. So, you know, it's that plus. Baruch Hashem. Ashreinu that we're zochet to have Rav Nosson Zal's explanation of a chapter on the Kutimran to make the holiday of Purim so clear, you know.